Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Mataji, please, can you take over the call?
Yes, thank you, everyone. Is my sound quality is all right? Sound? Okay. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We are now going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 25. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtham Apitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padamapadam Shri Guru Vaishnamamscha Shri Rupam Sakajatam Sadhana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Tadidam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Shakaritam Shri Krishna Karna Sindhu Jeevandho Jagatpati Gopi Shivatika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastiti Tapta Panchana Gaurangi Siradhi Vrindavaneshwari Vrishobhanu Sri Janamani Hari Mancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanejo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivachandra Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are now studying Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 25, starting with the verse number 92. Taro sutriro artho kono jivo nahi jani atoib apuni sutrartha kuriyache bakhani. Translation: the purport of the Vedanta Sutra is very difficult for an ordinary person to understand, but Vyasadeva, out of his causeless mercy, has personally explained the meaning. As we know, Mahaprabhu speaking to the leader of the Mahavali Sanyasi, the previous Mahavali, former Mahavali Sanyasi, Prakashananda Saraswati. Now they are now all devotees, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at Bindu Madhav, at the courtyard of Bindu Madhav, they and Mahaprabhu always sitting there, and Prakashananda Saraswati requested Mahaprabhu to explain bhakti, devotional service, through the Vedanta Sutra or Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra.
Mataji, louder, come closer to the mic, please. Can you be a little louder, closer to the mic?
Yes. I am holding my microphone to the mouth, actually, and I'm seeing the laptop, and volume is high. I don't know. Can I continue?
Yeah, this is good, Mataji. Please continue.
Okay, because, I am holding the phone. Okay, all right. Let's see what Mahaprabhu allows here. Okay, so Mahaprabhu has been requested by Prakashananda Saraswati to explain bhakti. Means direct meaning that they heard before on the basis of, again, Brahma Sutra in the Adi Lila chapter 7. All the sannyasis, when first time heard from Mahaprabhu, they understood the direct meaning of the Brahma Sutra. Whereas Shankaracharya wrote the commentaries of Brahma Sutra in direct way, in an imaginary way. So it was very difficult what to speak of understanding by the common people. Even Brahma cannot understand, because we know that essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are the four key verses, which are nothing but Sambandha Vidya Prayojana, was explained by Lord Krishna himself, Mr. Narayan. Brahmaji heard from Narayan directly. So now the sannyasis were hearing directly from same Narayan, Gaura Narayan. And we are also hearing. We are doubly fortunate. We heard from Srimad Bhagavatam, now again from Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So, Vedanta Sutra is really very difficult. And for any ordinary person, unless one is favored by Krishna's mercy, it's not possible. In the 7th chapter, Adi Lila, we understood Krishna, Srila Prabhupada was writing in the purport that the goal of life means to ask inquiry about Brahman, right? Athato Brahma Jignyasa. Brahma Jignyasa means we must be inquisitive to ask the question on the transcendental subject matter about our own Swarup and who is the Supreme Absolute Truth and our relationship. Three things must be asked by a human being to be recognized as a human being. Atata Brahma Jignyasa. So, that Brahma Jignyasa and the reply of Brahma Jignyasa was given by Krishna in 4 ki chatushlaki bhagavat. Now, Brahma Sutra was given by Vyasadeva, who is also incarnation of Krishna, and also he explained it in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. How he was educated on the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam? The Brahmaji was first recipient of Bhagavatam from Krishna, means Narayan, because he was born from Garbhodaka Vishnu, from Narayan. Narayan has enlightened, or Krishna has enlightened, saying to Brahma, giving 4 key verses. And Brahma realized everything immediately. Only he received 4 verses. And then he explained more to his son, Narada Muni. Narada Muni also realized everything immediately. And then he explained to Vyasadev, his disciple, Vyasadev. And this Vyasadev explained the same 4 key verses into 18,000 verses. that is known as Srimad Bhagavatam. And the same truth has been given to us too. Us too. So same thing again, we are now understanding about that explanation of the Brahma Sutra. Vyasadeva wrote Brahma Sutra on the basis of essence of four Vedas and 108 Upanishads. All the essential points were given in aphorism form, sutra form, known as Vedanta Sutra. But nobody can realize the direct meaning of the Vedanta Sutra unless the original author explains it. Otherwise, people, even the scholars, would just give the imaginary interpretation, and that happened. And so Mahaprabhu is speaking that. So the Vedanta Sutra is very difficult. So Vyasadeva, out of his causeless mercy, because he is the incarnation of Supreme Lord, and naturally he was very kind to the fallen souls, us, and for everyone, he wrote the Bhashya. That is Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses. And the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam are the four verses, which were given to Brahmaji originally. So now in this chapter, this is the most important part of this chapter, that again we are hearing this Vedanta Sutra explanation, Vedanta philosophy. One may ask question, if we don't understand this philosophy, what's the harm? Prabhupada says, it's just wasting time to understand the absolute truth. If we do not follow the parampara and the direct meaning given by, or explanation given by Vyasadeva as Srimad Bhagavatam and its essential points, then it's no question of understanding absolute truth. That's what is so, so important, to go through the parampara. Like Krishna gave to Brahmaji, Brahma gave to Narada, Narada gave to Vyasadeva. So from Vyasadeva we heard. Now, Krishna, same Krishna as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is speaking to Prakashananda Saraswati directly. So we have to be very attentive to get full benefit by reading these verses. Right? So, 93, if the Vedanta Sutra is explained by Vyasadeva himself, who has written it, its original meaning can be understood by the people in general. That's for sure. So it is going on. We are very, very fortunate. We must be very grateful. With gratitude, we must hear this portion. Because unless the author writes the original explanation, then people will make out anything and everything, and the real point will be lost. Yes, nobody would understand. Nobody can enter into the mystery of the Vedanta Sutra. It's very, very difficult. So he gave us the natural commentary, that is 18,000, Srimad Bhagavatam. Means Srimad Bhagavatam consists of 18,000 verses. And essence of the 18,000 verses are four. Those are called Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam. Now 94, Prono Vero Jai Artho Gatri Te Shri Hai Shri Artho Chatushloki Te Bihoriya Kai. Translation, the meaning of the sound vibration Omkara is present in the Gayatri Mantra. The same is elaborately explained in the four shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, known as the Chatushloki. Now Mahaprabhu is going inside the explanation. As we know, the impersonalists or Mayavadis, they may chant Krishna's names or Omkara. Ultimately, they think everything should be given up and just realize you are the all-pervading Brahman and merge into Brahman. That is their view. We have to know the other point also. These four verses, key verses, are very important for everyone. And the first verse, Aham Eva Sam Eva Gre, this verse was mostly, abused or misled by the Mayavadis and impersonalists, because as Krishna was speaking, before the creation, only I existed. And during this creation, whatever you see, that is I am, aham. When the creation will be annihilated, I remain, aham, paschadaham. So, Mayavadis or impersonalists, they are misinterpreting this aham portion of the word, shloka. That see, everything is just one. There's no variety, nothing. But they are not understanding complete truth. Krishna exists eternally, and Krishna will be existing eternally with the varieties within him, with his energies together. Krishna is endowed with innumerable energies, and ultimately, absolute truth is a person. The ultimate understanding is absolute truth, not impersonal, but a person. His transcendental body is not made of matter, as Mayavadis always reject the Krishna's form as material. So that's why it is very important to hear from the authority and from parampara, Mahaprabhu. Very, very simple way, easiest way he is explaining. And we ordinary people, ordinary devotees who are trying to make our life successful, we can make our life successful. It's so effective and simple. Unless we realize the four key verses through four principles, three principles, sambandha, avidya, and prayojana, tattva, then it is very difficult. As we know, Mahaprabhu appeared to give us the love of Godhead. How did he give? We understand chanting. Yeah. Another point is through the establishment of Bhagavatam as Sumambonam. So this Chatushlaki Bhagavatam, four verses, wonderfully explained by Mahaprabhu through the three principles, right? Sambandha, Vidya, and Prayojana. And we know in this chapter, in this Madhya Leela, previous chapters, Mahaprabhu took so long time to explain everything nicely, Sambandha Gyan, Avidya Gyan, and Prayojana Gyan. So to achieve the Prayojana, Prima, Kumartha Mahana, fifth goal is Prayojana, we must go through step by step. Sambandha Gyan, Avidya Gyan, and then Prayojan Gyan. We cannot achieve Prayojan Tattva, love Godhead, in a flash or overnight. We have to put ourselves into the process, into the practice. Then as we go on practicing, then we will achieve the perfection. Without practicing anything, how can we just attain the perfection or goal or fruit? Just like I never planted, I never sowed a seed in the ground. I never watered the seed to grow in a plant and then tree. But I desire automatically the fruit I should have. It is not possible. We must practice, then the practice will make us perfect. Yes, by the favor of Gauranga Mahaprabhu here, the devotion should be there, right? So now Mahaprabhu is going inside, giving us a deeper meaning. They utter Omkara. They may also chant Krishna's names, but in vain, because internally they understand. These are all ultimately, I have to discard. That is not the end. This is the stepping stone to reach the impersonal oneness. That is their desire. They don't understand that absolute truth is a person, Krishna. There's no beginning or end. There's no inside, outside. There's no, the deity worship is not means to get something. Deity worship is a beginning and is the also end. Like chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the beginning, is the end. Upayan upayo. It is the means and the end. The Mayavadis, they think everything is all material, so we are not going to get any, ultimate result. So, in one sense, they may worship or appear in Narayana's name or Omkara. Ultimately, their goal is discard everything, reject everything, and merge into the impersonal oneness. Mm-hmm. So now, Mahaprabhu is saying that sound vibration, Omkara, is present in Gayatri Mantra. And every mantra starts with Om. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That was the first Gayatri Mantra in Srimad Bhagavatam. So every mantra starts with Omkara. And the same is elaborately explained in the four shlokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, known as the Chatushloki. So Omkara has been expanded into Srimad Bhagavatam. First Chatushloki, then Srimad Bhagavatam. Omkara is ultimately Krishna. The Omkara sound, Om, is the impersonal, aspect of Lord, or, actually representative of Krishna, our representation of Krishna. And the whole creation started with this sound vibration, Om. So now, Mahaprabhu speaking, the same is elaborately explained in the four Chatushloki Bhagavata. Means he is speaking to the previous Mayavadi Sannyasi, means former. So he is making clear that he always chanted Omkar. That Omkar is the same Srimad Bhagavatam, explained more elaborately, manifested more. This is the original sound, which is Krishna. Because in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, I am Pranava, Sarvadi Deshu. Now, 95. ब्रह्मा रे ईश्वर चतुश्लोकी जे कहिलो ब्रह्मा नारदेशे उपदेश कहिलो व्हाटएवर वाज स्पोकन बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड टू लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा इन दोज फोर वर्सेस ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम वाज आल्सो एक्सप्लेन्ड टू नारद बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सो राइट अवे वी आर सीइंग द गुरु शिष्य परंपरा authorized parampara. And through the parampara, bona fide parampara, the knowledge, the empowerment, everything is flowing. Devotion, understanding, everything is flowing through a channel. So that channel is known as Guru Shishya Parampara, Sampradaya. So outside of this channel, how can we can understand? That's the point. Now, 96. Narada jay artho vyasire kohilo shuni vedo vyaso mone vicharo korilo. Whatever Lord Brahma told Narada Muni was again explained to Narada Muni to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva later considered these instructions in his mind. So we are again seeing that original source is Krishna. From there, the Chatushloki Bhagavatam is flowing from Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Narad, Narad to Vyasa. And after receiving this, knowledge of four Chatushpurki verses, seed verses or essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva later considered these instructions to his, in his mind. So Vyasadeva was the writer. He wrote Vedas and also Upanishads, Purana. So he was thinking. What he was thinking, 97, A ortho, Amaro, Sutero, Vyakhanurupo, Bhagavato, Koibo, Sutero, Bhashya Sharupo. Srila Vyasadeva considered that whatever he had received from Narada Muni as an explanation of Omkara, he would elaborately explain in his book, Srimad Bhagavatam, as a commentary on the Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. Now, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, the sound vibration Omkara is the root of Vedic knowledge. Omkara is known as the Mahavakya or Supreme Sound. Whatever meaning is in the Supreme Sound Omkara is further understood in Gayatri Mantra. Again, the same meaning is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the four shlokas known as the Chatushloki, which begin with the words, Aham evasam evagre. The Lord says, only I existed before the creation. From this statement, four shlokas have been composed, and these are known as the Chatushloki. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead informed Lord Brahma about the purport of the Chatushloki. Again, Lord Brahma explained this to Narada Muni, and Narada Muni explained it to Srila Vyasadeva. This is the parampara system, the disciplic succession, the import of the Vedic knowledge, the original word pranava has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. The conclusion is that the Brahma Sutra is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, is everything all right? Hare Krishna, sound is all right?
Yes, Madhuri, sound is very good.
Yes,
okay. Everything is good.
Thank you. All right. So, as we understand that Chatushloki Bhagavatam is so important, from Omkara, the four shlokas, expanded, means four shlokas came from Omkara. Omkara is the original sound, vibration, that is also Krishna. Now, from that four shlokas are Chatushloki, Chatushloka or four shlokas, was explained by Vyasadeva. He was thinking that I should write a book as the explanation of the, four key verses. Because we cannot understand directly. Now, one very important point, as we are gathering the knowledge, the transcendental knowledge, we must understand we have to practically implement. Two things side by side should be going on. Very devotionally, we must approach the transcendental knowledge, praying to Lord to give us the facility, favor us, the facility mercifully to realize the point, realize the verses, the meaning, import of the verses. And we must, apply in our lives. This is very important. Practical application must be going on simultaneously. Otherwise, what would happen? We'll lose. We'll lose the benefit. Ultimately, we'll forget. Due to the forgetfulness of all transcendental knowledge, we are here suffering. Now, again, we have to awaken or we have to wake up to the knowledge. Means we have forgotten totally our swarupa jnana, our relationship with Lord, everything we have forgotten. So again, we have to be very, very enthusiastic about to regain everything. And that is possible by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why this chapter is very, very valuable for us. Actually, Mahaprabhu is repeating what he said in chapter 7, Adi Leela, but this time is simple way, so we can realize the truth very wonderfully. If we read two chapters, side by side, like 7 chapter Adi Leela and Madhya Leela, 25 chapter and 25 chapter, and then we see how wonderfully Mahaprabhu explained that Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna mentioned about Vedanta Sutra, that the 13th chapter in Bhagavad Gita. So now, 98, Chari Vedo Upanishade, Jato Kichu Hayo, Talo Ortholo Yadhyasho Korila, Sanchayo, Vyasadeva collected whatever Vedic conclusions were in the 4 Vedas and 108 Upanishads and placed them in the aphorisms of the Vedanta Sutra. In other words, if you understand 4 key verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, then we are understanding essence of everything. In other words, it's the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chatushloki. Chatushlok, the 4 verses. And how to understand these 4 key verses? By the help of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave us the 3 understanding, 3 principles of understanding Vedas: Samadha Gyan, Avideya Gyan, and Prayojan. And that's why Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. We understand all the time that he appeared to give the highest love of Godhead, or the highest benefit. He wanted to give highest benediction to the all fallen souls in Kali Yuga, that is love of Godhead. Through chanting, he gave us everything, and it's a fact. Successively, we have to progressively, step by step, we have to understand this point to gain whatever Mahaprabhu wanted to give us. He gave us scriptures through the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to acquire this transcendental understanding as well as chanting purely, then we can have full benefits. So this is the point, we cannot bypass this process without going through Mahaprabhu's process or instruction. I can understand myself. It is not possible because we cannot implement the instructions that Krishna gave to Brahma. 6 verses together, he gave the full knowledge of absolute truth. And it is not so easy to understand. Mercy of Mahaprabhu, through his explanation, we can reach our goal. 99. Jai Shutre Jaivik Vishaya Bachano Bhagavate Shairik Shloke Nivandhano. In the Vedanta Sutra, the purport of all Vedic knowledge is explained, and in Srimad Bhagavatam, the same purport has been explained in 18,000 verses. So wonderful. Because Vyasadeva picked all the essential points from 108 Upanishads. Also, he picked essential points of 4 Vedas. And then he wrote the same points in sutra form or aphorism form, you know, then he explained everything in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is not outside of the Vedanta Sutra. Or Vedanta Sutra is not outside of Srimad Bhagavatam. Remember, the first verse of Chatushtaloki Bhagavatam, Aham Evasam Evagre, that is mostly misused and misunderstood and abused by the Mahanadis and persons. How? Because it's all Krishna. They didn't, you know, they didn't understand that ultimately absolute truth is person, because they cannot accommodate this truth, because he's all pervading, so he doesn't have fixed form. All pervading. So also, you know, he was before the creation, he is still in the creation, and after that creation he will be there. So that means only one absolute, you know, oneness. That is Advaita philosophy, you know, monism, absolute monism. Wrong. They could not understand the same person with so many varieties of energies. This is eternal principle. Nobody can change. See? Krishna is endowed with multiple energies, qualities, name, form, pastimes, and abode, the parikar, associates, and attributes, everything he is endowed with. He is full with six kinds of opulences. These are eternal principles. How can we eliminate one thing from Krishna? Nothing. So this point is very, very important. Whimsically, I cannot say, oh, this cannot be, or that cannot be, absolutely. Truth means just absolutely oneness, impersonal oneness, you know, all-pervading oneness. No. But then eternal truth, gradually we understand so beautifully, although we heard before also, that soul, because Mahaprabhu enlightened Sanatana Goswami very systematically, step by step. When Sanatana asks, who am I? Why am I suffering? The first answer is, know who you are. You are soul. And soul is Krishna Das, Jiva. Jiva has three aspects, right? Jiva, Krishna Nitya Das, Krishna Tatustha Shakti, we have marginal potency of Krishna, and Bhedaved Prakash, manifestation of simultaneous oneness and difference. So you know, Jiva, so this is eternal principle. I cannot eliminate or separate any of the principles from eternal truth. For example, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says you are not the body or the soul. If we are not acting or understanding exactly what Krishna says, I'm absolutely soul. I should act as a soul. If I'm not doing that, then that means I have no faith in the eternal principle. That means I'm not a faithful person, or this is simply atheism. Accept the truth, follow the truth, apply the truth. Right? Yes, I know, but I don't apply. That means you forget, you lose. And that happened with us. We lost everything, right? It again regain our memory, right? Each and every word, you know, each and every word given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, we must realize and apply. Realize, apply. Because we are not trying to apply the knowledge, then we lose. But see my behavior. I'm behaving differently. I'm so much affected by, you know, mundane, up and down, happiness, distress, and honor, dishonor. But I'm claiming I'm soul and I'm a devotee of Krishna. Means I have no faith in Krishna. I don't accept Krishna, actually. Whatever Krishna says, I must accept. If I'm not accepting, means I'm not accepting Krishna. Then Krishna says, I'm everywhere. Many, many verses are there in 6th chapter, and many, many. I'm everywhere. Also, I am in every person's heart, inside, outside. So many verses are there in the Bhagavad Gita, right? We have to change our vision accordingly. Otherwise, I'm not accepting Krishna. I don't believe in Krishna. And I'm not faithful to Krishna. See, this is eternal principle. We cannot eliminate or separate or reject nothing. We must enter into the eternal principle. That's why it is so difficult. We are hearing, the knowledge regularly. It is very wonderful, good, beneficial. Now we have to apply the principle also. We have to change our consciousness. We have to come to that platform. The position of being Atma. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. We must see in Sarvabhutanam, every living being. Outside, inside. Bahir Antascha Bhutanam. Inside, outside, everywhere. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. Must do it. As Krishna speaking. And then he also said that the greatest confidential truth is the surrender unto me. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Pay your homage unto me. So we have to go on doing with full faith in the eternal principle. We cannot neglect. We cannot say, not now, later. Not so attentive. If we do, then it is really, really difficult to realize the absolute truth. And without realizing the absolute truth, without coming to the absolute platform, being a pure soul, pure subservient to Krishna, servant to Krishna, and servant of Krishna, and depend on Krishna's will absolutely, how can I achieve our original status? That's the point. So we understood that Vedanta Sutra has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in a 4 key verses, and later those 4 key verses into 18,000 verses. Now 100. Okay. Ato evo brahmo sutero bhashyo shri bhagavano. Sorry. অতএব ব্রহ্মসূত্রের ভাষ্য শ্রী ভাগবত ভাগবত শ্লোক উপনিষদ কহে একমত। Therefore, it is to be concluded that the Brahma Sutra is explained vividly in Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, what is explained in the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam has the same purport as what is explained in the Upanishad. So as we are knowing that essence of Upanishads and Vedas are in Brahma Sutra, and Brahma Sutra explained into 18,000 verses. Right. Now, 101. Atmavasyam idam vishvam yat kinchit jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita magrida kasya siddhanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things for himself that are set aside as his quota. And one should not accept other things knowing well to whom they belong. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 8.1.10. Communists and socialists are trying to propagate the philosophy that everything belongs to the mass of people or to the state. Such an idea is not perfect. When this idea is explained, we can see that everything belongs to God. that will be the perfection of the communistic idea. The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is here very nicely explained. Every one of us must be satisfied with those things the Supreme Personality of Godhead has allotted us. We should not encroach upon the possessions of others. This simple idea can be expanded in our daily lives. Everyone should have a piece of land given by the government, and everyone should possess a few cows. Both of these should be utilized for one's daily bread. Above this is something is manufactured in a factory, it should be considered a property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the ingredients belong to the Supreme Lord. Actually, there is no need to manufacture such things artificially, but if it is done, one should consider that the goods produced belong to the Supreme Lord. Spiritual communism recognizes the supreme proprietorship of the Supreme Lord, as Lord Krishna explained in the Bhagavad Gita 5.29. Bhuktaram yagna tapasam sarvaloko maheshwaram suhirdam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shantim richati. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, are the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. It is further explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that no one should claim anything as his property. Whatever property one claims to be his actually belongs to Krishna. One should be satisfied with whatever has been allotted by the Supreme Lord and should not encroach upon the property of others. This will lead to peace in the whole world. Very appropriate. So this verse similar to the first verse of Ishapanishad, right? Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam, Atma Vasyam Idam Sarvam, Idam Vishwam. So this Vishwam, the creation, universes, all belong to Krishna. So whatever is there within the Vishwam, within the planets, within the universes, also automatically belong to Krishna, right? This mentality must be developed, you know. What we are seeing, this cosmos, is another form of Krishna. Because the Chatushlaki Bhagavat will make it clear. Krishna is everything. Before everything, Krishna was there. Everything came from Krishna. Matta sarvam pravartate. Aham prabhavo. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything came from me. It is Krishna. As an energy, energy cannot exist without energetic. So energetic is also here. Everything is pervaded by Krishna. So Krishna is everything. Whatever you see, means you have to see the connection with Krishna. I'm seeing a tree, it is connected with Krishna. I'm using laptop, it is also connected with Krishna. Phone, connected. Everything can remind us Krishna, about Krishna. Because connected with Krishna, that is Sambandha Gyan. Krishna is the center of all connection. I cannot forget. When I forget, then I claim it is mine, it is me and mine. Actually, nothing is available for us for sense enjoyment. For example, my neighbor's property is never available to me for my own sense enjoyment. Is it available? No. Similarly, Krishna is claiming everything belongs to me. I am the owner. And I live here. When you say Krishna is all pervading, means what? When you say everything is pervaded by Krishna, means what? Everything is pervaded by Krishna's existence. Brahman and Krishna's consciousness. Everything is pervaded by God's presence or existence. And everything is pervaded by God's consciousness. That's why he knows everything. Sarvajna. And he owns everything. Swarat. He knows. And he is supremely independent. God is present everywhere, we know. Krishna is all pervading by how he is existing. Pervaded by his existing. There's no inside outside of Krishna. Krishna is unlimited. Krishna is infinite. There's no, you know, you cannot find this is the beginning or end or middle. No. Aham adishya madhyamcha. Bhutanam anta evacha. Aham atma gurakesha. Sarva bhuta shayasthita. Aham adishya madhyamcha. Bhutanam anta evacha. In Bhagavad Gita, there's so many verses are there how Krishna is everywhere, all pervading. And he is also locally present in everyone's heart. If we are forgetful of this fact, principle, eternal principle, then we are atheist. You know, we are not serious about the truth. We are not accepting. We are not believing Krishna because we have to mold our lives. Everything is Krishna's property, so nothing is available for me. For my sense enjoyment, period. I cannot claim anything as mine. Then how to live? Teno tekteno bhunjita. Everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure, right? Enjoyment. The cosmos is meant for Krishna's pleasure. The soul, the living beings, all meant for Krishna's pleasure. The cows are meant for Krishna's pleasure. Animals are meant for Krishna's pleasure. Everything meant for Krishna's pleasure. So for my pleasure, we can achieve or attain as prasad, tena tek tena bhunjita. After his enjoyment, when he gives tek tena, where is the remnant, you know, tiyado, tiyak tena. Whenever, whatever is remnant from Krishna, means as he pleases, he gives. Like house is also remnant of Krishna prasad. Life is remnant of Krishna prasad. Soul, everything. Offer everything, Lord, and make it prasad. So when really enter into this sense of reciprocation with Krishna through service, through the sense of service, then our mind becomes so satisfied we would not desire anything else extra, whatever is needed to keep the body and soul together, you will accept that. Your life will be so simple. Now everybody is just rushing. What? For what? How much do we need? And at the death, we will leave behind. And if we give the money and everything to our children, what they will do? They will misuse. If you give money to the children, they will spend the money in their you know vacations, cruise, and traveling, or extravagant life, buying boat, you know, giving party. The money, what they will do, would not be spent, in a religious way, means engaging the money for service. No, we may say our children are Vaishnavas, fine, very good. We should divide the money for the children this much, for the temple, for the service, for this or that, preaching, like that. Book distribution, spend money and keep some portion for them or relatives, you know. Some relatives need, like that. Not all the properties should be given to the children. That means we are not understanding how to implement the truth, you know. Krishna's property should be used for Krishna's pleasure. Ultimately, all are Krishna's energy. Energy should be utilized for the pleasure of the energy. It's the proper. And he claims that Atma Vasyam idam bishwam. We are the tiny portion of the bishwam part. I'm also included within the bishwam. Krishna is speaking to me also. That is, you are my property, all right? That's the point. You are owned by me. You are controlled by me. When Krishna says, everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. That means I am controlled by the Lord. I am owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things for himself that are set aside as his quota, means prasada, remnants. Life can be remnant, everything. Seeing the property of Krishna, infinity with Krishna. So first point comes with the sambandha jnana. Ask kasya, sridhanam. Ask this question. Kasya. Kasya, who? This. Dhanam. Whose property is this? Kasya, sridhanam. Kasya means whose? Whose is property? Just like we pass through a road or walk by road, then we see big buildings or anything, property. We naturally, become inquisitive. Oh, someone wants owning this property, isn't it? Like we see Macy's big malls in America. And we understand it is just not existing without being, possessed by someone. One proprietor must be there. Similarly, this cosmos is the property of someone. Who is that? The Supreme Person. Sir, Sri Dhanam, whose property is this? The Krishna's property. Someone else. So we are very careful not to encroach any other's property. Similarly, same principle. Should not keep anything extra which is not being used. Whatever you can use, keep it. Other things, give donation or just downsize. Help others in that way. Reduce. Because it is not using, is not yours. You take whatever you need to keep the body, soul together, have a house, have a car, whatever is needed, you do. Not for your luxury, or extra for my kids. So this is the way Krishna is speaking, and this sense of, understanding the points we have to have. That means we should not forget the principle. I cannot become self-realized soul by rejecting this principle that everything belongs to Krishna. And I have so much greed inside. How can I realize the truth? No. So Mahaprabhu, very systematically speaking the truth. First, rectify your mentality. First thing is first, sambandha jnana. You speak, in later, verses that through the three principles, that is sambandha, avideva and prayojana, as Mahaprabhu has been explained, we can understand this truth. So first is 102, next verse 102, bhagavatero sambandha, avideva, prayojana. চতুর্থ শ্লোকেতে প্রকট তার করিয়াছে লক্ষণ দ্য এসেন্স অফ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম আওয়ার রিলেশনশিপ উইথ দ্য সুপ্রিম লর্ড আওয়ার অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ ইন দ্যাট কানেকশন অ্যান্ড দ্য গোল অফ লাইফ ইজ ম্যানিফেস্ট ইন দ্য ফোর ভার্সেস অফ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম নোন অ্যাজ দ্য চতুর্থ শ্লোকী এভরিথিং ইজ এক্সপ্লেইনড ইন দোজ ভার্সেস সো দ্যাটস দ্য পয়েন্ট So Mahaprabhu is now speaking very systematically. Without systematically understanding the principles, Sambandha, Avideva and Prayojana, how can we understand four K key verses of Srimad Bhagavatam or essential points of Srimad Bhagavatam. And without understanding, how can we understand the absolute truth? Because Krishna gave the absolute truth, knowledge of the absolute truth to Brahma within these four key verses. And Vyasadev explained those. Brahma gave those four verses to Vyasadev. Explained further and gave the same transcendental knowledge and with the realization to Vyasadev. So Krishna to Brahma to Narada to Vyasadev. And then Vyasadev for the common people of Kali Yuga further explained to 18,000 verses. And here we are. You know, we are reading Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Mahaprabhu first again trying to understand about the Sambandha Jnana. Understand your position, understand the relationship with Krishna and connection of everything with Krishna. Just like same thing Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami in details, right? Again, in short, we are going to understand those four key verses, all right? So we can understand the absolute truth very systematically. If we are not inquiring about that Athato Brahma Jignyasa, if we are not endeavoring ourselves to understand absolute truth as given by the Supreme Lord, Krishna or Mahaprabhu, then we are wasting our time and wasting our human life. All right? Okay, thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. So we have covered up to 101. All right? Or you may say 102. Covered up to 102, but did not explain. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dalai Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for your wonderful
presentation.
Anybody have any question or comment for Mataji?
Okay. There's no question or comment. Can we end the class?
Sure, Mataji.
And go?
Sure, Mataji. We can pay our obligations to her. Savitri Mataji and Agarashi. Sansakalpa.
Otherwise, Uttarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvayevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavegyo Namo Namo. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Bindaki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Gaur Bhakta Bindaki Jai. Hare Krishna.